A cold winter wind blows as Michel Collignon gives me a tour of his farm. He points to a patch of land that hasn't been tilled for crops.
Only this grass grows here, nothing else.
The grass patch is contaminated with heavy metals like arsenic, lead, zinc, and tin. But Michel only found this out 3 years ago in 2015, when the regional government banned agriculture on his contaminated plots. This after geology researchers discovered the site of a former World War I ammunition destruction factory right next to his land.
Le blé a du mal. Donc la terre, elle est un peu plus jaune, elle est un peu...
Michel had always known that plot was strange, as barley and wheat didn't grow there. And he knew there had been a wartime factory near his farm. But it was only after geologists began combing through century-old archives and analyzing the soil that he learned just what kind of factory it was.
The factory was built here because it was near a small railroad the Germans had built during the war. So when the war ended, it was practical for the French army to destroy surplus ammunition in the area because the infrastructure to transport it here was already in place.
After the war ended, France had an unprecedented amount of surplus ammunition, over 2 million tons of artillery and chemical shells, according to government archives. For security reasons, the government decided to destroy it, and they decided to base much of the ammunition destruction operations here, a few dozen kilometers away from Verdun, the site of the war's longest battle, which killed some 300,000 soldiers in just 10 months. Michel points out deep craters in the ground in the woods next to his polluted land.
These are craters that formed when the ammunition was blown up on site.
Some 1.5 million chemical weapons and 400,000 explosive rounds were destroyed at this site. This, according to Daniel Hubé, one of the geologists who discovered its existence 100 years later.
Some ammunition was buried directly in the ground. Some shells were emptied of their explosive or chemical content into pits, then salvaged for metal. The ammunition judged too dangerous to empty was put in a big hole and blown up using TNT.
Security-wise, these operations achieved their goal of neutralizing the ammunition's military capacities. But environment-wise, Hubé says the operations left behind high levels of pollution after explosives and chemicals leaked into the soil. Regional official Benoît Vidon says there are a few ways to address this problem.
One solution would be to excavate a layer of polluted topsoil and replace it with clean soil. This would allow for agriculture once again. Another solution is to confiscate and fence off the land. In this case, we would have to compensate farmers with other land plots. Yet another option is to let farmers keep the land, but ban them from using it for agriculture or for livestock grazing.
According to Vidon, the solution will depend on the cost and the final soil analysis results, which he expects to receive in a couple months from France's Geology and Mining Research Bureau. Vidon says the public health risk is lower than previously thought when the pollution was first discovered 3 years ago, but heavy metals are toxic carcinogens, and their consumption can lead to different cancers and health problems. However, drawing a direct link between the soil pollution and higher rates of illness is tricky, explains geologist Hubé.
The contamination is hyper-localized, so it would be difficult to prove that this environmental pollution causes specific health problems among residents in the area. Plus, every day we're exposed to different chemicals in different places.
For some, the most worrying part of all is how such a site could have been forgotten. Here's regional official Vidon again.
The site had been buried in the collective memory. But when we discover these sites, people often say that they've heard about them from older family members. Some may have tried to put these bad memories behind them in order to move on, Things are buried and then resurface, but they are never completely gone from the collective memory.
In Verdun, the visible scars of World War I remain, resurfacing 100 years later and reminding us of the long-lasting ravages of war. For RFI, I'm Claire Rush in Hoodlocourt-sur-Autun, France.